Once in a while, I get overwhelmed and ask myself, now that I have it all, can I give some of it back? I feel like that woman in the old Charlie perfume commercial, bringing home the bacon and cooking it too. I have a house in the burbs, HDTV, a wireless network, a family sedan, a mobile phone with email, a dog, a job, a family, and a chronic lack of sleep. I'm a rainmaker and a homemaker, a mother and a daughter. I'm a teacher and a student, a reader and an internet junkie. I'm a corporate suit and an entrepreneur. I'm also a slash. In Marcy Albaher's new book, One Person Slash Multiple Careers, slashes are people who pursue multiple careers in the name of work slash life fulfillment. My slash title goes something like this. Marketing director slash yoga teacher slash president of a volunteer organization slash writer. And that's just the stuff outside the home. Inside the home, my slash title is wife slash mother slash cook slash dog walker slash housekeeper. So how did it get this crazy? It all started innocently enough, dabbling in a couple of things to soothe my spirit. Yoga began as a coping mechanism for my new role as a working mom. I'd always worked out, but yoga, with its deep breathing and mindful moves, quieted my overactive mind, regenerated my body, and helped me stay focused on the important stuff. Becoming president of a startup congregation was the result of a series of events, the last of which included everyone being faster at saying, "Not me!" I've embraced the role and cherished the relationships I've built with my fellow board members and congregants, but it's a huge undertaking to take a bunch of people and make them into an extended family. The writing thing developed out of sheer desperation. In my 40s, not only did I find my voice, but I felt the need to go public with it. Sometimes, in quiet moments, I imagine my life as a 1950s housewife. In my mind, I'm June Cleaver, complete with the apron and perma-smile. I bake cookies, laugh good-naturedly at my children's foibles, and run to take my husband's coat from him as he comes home from a long day. Then, the image changes, and I slowly morph from June Cleaver to Joan Crawford, unfulfilled, neurotic, and driven to tirades over wire hangers. Once firmly back in reality, I review all of my busyness and try to figure out what to let go. Work, family, and all of my slashes make my life incredibly hectic, stressful, and exhausting. But I also have to admit that this frantic pace is self-propelling. While I sometimes feel overwhelmed, I usually greet my busy schedule with optimism and gratitude for all the opportunities I have. In all this craziness, believe it or not, I find fulfillment, happiness, and yes, peace. So I guess my life is not too overwhelming. I guess I will keep it all. After all, as a college buddy advised me years ago, I can sleep when I'm dead.